You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lunit Lewis. And today, it's a joy, it's an honor to introduce a very special man to the show, Brendan Hakeem. He is on a mission to give you the education you never got in school. When he was in college, he walked into the dean's office at his university and said, "I feel like we're getting actually an outdated education." And the dean replied, "They're working on it." So he started reading books. One book led to two, three, four books, and he's read over 1,000 books on how to update the education and how people learn. So I'm looking forward to diving into it and help in talking to him because he has helped over 400,000 people learn faster, work more efficiently, and download wisdom and thousands of pages quicker than you can snap a finger. So, I mean, he has learned how to work with the brain and do it with a fraction of the time. So, it's no further ado. Let me welcome on board Brendan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to diving into the tricks, the hacks, how do you do it, and what you've learned over the years. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about your journey. Give us a little more insight on how you got here.
Yeah, for me, it started when I was in college. Like you said, I went to the dean's office and I wasn't doing it to tell her, "Hey, I got you," but I was really hoping that she would tell me what I wasn't seeing. Yeah. You know, I was aware that I'm still so young and there's a whole world out there and I'm not going to come in there and say, "You're doing it wrong." And I just wanted to go in and say, "Okay, these are the frustrations I'm having. Please tell me what I am not seeing for myself."
Right.
And she wasn't able to do that. And that's when all of this started for me. I walked out of her office and I felt a sense of mission that I'd never felt before, that I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how to learn the things that I've never learned in school and how to help other students. And then that evolved into just other people to learn the things learned in school and live the lives that they want to live and know that they're capable of living.
Yeah, that is fascinating. So what were some of the books you picked up early on?
For me, all of this started with, and I'm not even saying this to recommend this book. It started with a book called The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. Mm-hmm. And what was so interesting about that book is that everything inside that book was the opposite of what I was learning in my marketing class in college.
Yeah.
So that's really what started the questioning for me of which one's true. Mm-hmm. And, but ever since then, it's just been a whole journey of all sorts of books, from spirituality to career, to relationships, to communication, to history or random things I'm curious about. One I will mention, not even everybody that I mentioned this book to, they'll read, or not everybody, most people, they'll read the cover and say, "Okay, I know what that's about." Or they'll read, you know, 20 pages. "Okay, I got it. I got the point." But one book that really had an impact on me was, and had such a big impact on me, I bought the seven, this was before I used Audible, I bought the seven CD sets and I had it in my car and I'd go from CD one to CD seven all the way. And then I'd finish it and I'd do it again and I'd do it again and I'd do it again. And I'd probably listen to it like 10 times. And the reason is because it's not one of those books that I see is just, "Okay, I get the point. Now let me move on to the next book." But really something that opened a whole world for me, a book called The Power of Now, which I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard of.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And that was, you know, for me, I feel like I have two paths in life. One is the path of depth and one is the path of breadth. The path of breadth is about learning as much as possible. But the path of depth is, how do you go into yourself? How do you show up as a real, authentic, connected human and not just an intellectual being that is being carried around by a body?
Right.
So that's one of those books that had an impact on me in that sense.
That is interesting. And for people listening, The Power of Now really goes into depth about when's the best time to do everything. Yeah. When's the, how do you, how to understand yourself? right? Is that the description? Yes. Is that the summary of the book?
Well, the summary of the book is that there is nothing other than this moment. Mm. But we don't realize that fact. And even if someone tells you live in the moment, but you don't realize that your whole life and mine exists in anything but this moment.
Yeah.
We're not really using our five senses. Instead, what are we doing? We're intellectualizing our whole experience of life. We're thinking about the past. So this happened. I shouldn't have done that. We're thinking about the future. I need to get this task done. Or, well, I can't wait for this thing to happen. So the whole premise of the book is a really simple one, that there's nothing other than this moment. Your life is just this moment right now.
Yeah, the power of be here now, be present. Yeah. And that can be challenging, but it's also beneficial for learning because we're learning with all our senses, right? So I want you to dive into that, how the power of now being present and how it helps the brain learn.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I'll share a quick trick that anybody can use. That's kind of like it's a little meditation kind of, but it's also a way that makes your mind more receptive to learning. And I actually heard an episode on the Tim Ferriss podcast where I think his name's Andrew Huberman. I'm not too involved with his work, but he was talking about how the eyes are actually a way to hack your nervous system, your brain. And so something that I like doing is, a lot of times when we're looking at something, we're focusing with a very intense gaze. Mm-hmm. And there's a Hawaiian practice, who knows how old it is, and they say to focus more on your peripheral vision. So instead of just locking in on your really intense gaze, try focusing on three points of attention at the same time. Hmm. So one point right in front of you, one point all the way to your left, and another point all the way to your right. And by doing this, by using your peripheral vision, by softening your gaze, you're actually slowing down your brain waves. And when you're getting into that state, you're a lot more receptive to learning as well. So it's a powerful thing to do in a conversation or when you want to slow down your mind, but it's also a powerful thing to do before you start learning something.
Mm-hmm. You're tapping into the subconscious mind now.
Yeah.
One of my favorite topics. Because we operate out of this space 95% of the time during the day, right? Where the 5% that is just cognitive or creative, that's just 5% of the day that we work out of that space. But we're on autopilot almost every single day. So it's interesting that you make that correlation to tapping into the subconscious mind to learn better.
Yes.
To kind of soften the gaze, and that's powerful. Share with us another ways we can learn faster.
You want to talk about reading specifically or about learning as a whole?
Good question. Let's see where it takes us. Let's see where it takes us.
Okay. Well, I think one of the most important things as far as learning that we need to understand is we've become like, call it a dog drinking out of a fire hose. Mm. We're bombarded with so much information and we've bought into this myth, and it's not our fault. We're taught this in school that learning is memorizing, or all we need to do is just consume all of this information and then we're good. Right. So people talk about, including me, oh, I read, 100, 200, 300 books this year, whatever, thinking that that is the end goal. When really it's not, it's kind of a meaningless goal that's kind of cool to achieve. But really the real point of learning isn't about how much you consume, is how much of what you learn becomes a part of who you are. Mm. How much of it gets into your neurology.
Right.
You know, I use this analogy in my course that Michael Jordan, for example, didn't become a great basketball player because he memorized how to dribble a basketball. And Warren Buffett didn't become a great investor because he memorized 1,000 investing rules. Learning isn't just taking in information. It's not just being able to memorize it. It's being able to have it become a part of who you are.
Right. It's being able to apply it too in your daily life.
Yeah. There's a cool cycle there actually, mm-hmm. because Jim Rohn said, don't let your learning lead to knowledge, you'll become a fool. Let your learning lead to action, you'll become wealthy. But there's a cool cycle that I discovered there is we think that, okay, we need to take the learning and have it turn into action. But we also don't realize that the only way to really learn something is through the action. Mm-hmm. So we learn and then we take the action, and then that action helps us learn it even more. And then it just becomes a loop.
A habit loop.
Yeah. So we have to realize that the whole goal is to turn the learning into action, not only for the action's sake and not only for the result's sake, but also to realize that the only way to really learn something is for it to become something that you act on.
Yeah.
And that's why I think one of the most important questions that we always have to ask ourselves when you're reading a book, when you're watching a YouTube video, when you're going through a course, when you're listening to this podcast is, how can I apply this?
Yeah.
And what becomes really cool when you ask yourself that question is, you could be reading books that seem to have no relation to anything in your life right now. You could be reading a book about Genghis Khan, but then you start asking yourself, how can I apply this? And that's when your creativity really starts to kick into gear and you have these insights and ideas of, wow, actually, that is something that maybe I could take that and apply that in the way I eat, for example, something completely unrelated.
Yeah, that's how learning sticks. It's that loop, that action. I'm hearing you, if I'm hearing you correctly, Brendan, that action confirms, reinforces what you learned. It makes it more easier to understand, and you can actually teach it to other people that by doing it more frequently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'd go so far as to say is, anything else isn't real learning. Just taking in and being able to regurgitate it, or just taking it in and then going on to the next book. That's not real learning. That's school learning.
That's the difference here. That's what you're bringing forward, is that learning is not memorizing. It's not remembering the textbook, but actually cognitively learning it and practicing it and being able to not just remember, but apply it. And using, I feel like you're saying, use your whole senses, use your whole body, right? Take action, act on it. And that reinforces the learning circle, the learning cycle. And one thing that you brought on that I wanted to reiterate is asking the right questions, right? Because people say there's no stupid question. And I beg to differ, because if you ask the subconscious the right question before going to bed, you'll wake up with the answer. Right. Instead of saying, let's say there's a purse, I'm like, I want that purse, but I'm like, I can't afford it. The right question would be, how can I afford it? Then something happens to the brain where it actually shows you creative ways you can go about getting it versus I can't afford it. You shut it down. You shut the subconscious down from actually working on your behalf.
Right.
So the learning, that's what you just brought up, like asking the right questions when you're reading something, when you're learning something, so that you can actually reinforce the content.
Yes, absolutely.
Quite impressive. Tell us about, you have Insider School and you are teaching courses. Tell us a little bit about it. What kind of courses are in there? What are you teaching?
So I've made 25 or more online courses at this point. And for me, it was all about taking many books on different topics and turning them into short courses. But then what I really realized, and I think that you can really resonate with this as well, is the power of drops in a bucket. And what I mean by that is that if you imagine your life like a bucket, and any goal that you want to achieve is water inside that bucket, we think that the way to fill the bucket is just get a hose and just fill it up as fast as possible. But that's not how life works. The bucket of life only works when you add one drop of water at a time. And that's the power of having habits and rituals and just making small changes that over a long period of time compound and lead to big results. So for me, I asked myself, like, how can I take the power of books and the wisdom of books and take advantage of this idea of drops in a bucket? And that's when I started Insider School. And what it is a membership where we cover 52 books a year in less than 5 minutes a day. And we help you actually remember and apply what you learn.
Okay.
And the way it works is every Monday to Friday, there's a new 5 minute video with one lesson from a book. And every lesson is broken down into something actionable, simple, that you can use that day.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's all about.
Great analogy, the compounding effect. That's powerful because it's a little bit 5 minutes a day versus trying to do 30 minutes to an hour a day. And that becomes overwhelming because you have to gradually ease into it.
Yeah. You know, Tony Robbins said, if you don't have 10 minutes, you don't have a life. In other words, if you don't have 10 minutes to devote to your habits or rituals or whatever. And what I'm saying is just 5 minutes a day, or some people even like to speed up the video. So in 2.5 minutes a day or 3 minutes a day, they just get it. They look at the cheat sheet. Okay, this is what I want to apply. Cool. I just got, you know, what took me hours and hours of reading and taking notes and trying to piece things together, and someone can just take it away and in a few minutes.
Yeah. And then that satisfies your need to consume content, because you got to think garbage in, garbage out. You have to be careful what you're feeding your senses, right? So listening to a podcast, reading a book, that's good stuff that you want to take in. And so that leads us to morning routine, Brennan, because that's part of our ritual. We usually talk about habits. Tell us about yours in particular. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Yeah. So I think that's one of the most important topics, at least for me in life. That's why I love what you're doing. And I love that you're focused specifically on this. Mm-hmm. Because we all need anchors in life. Mm. You know, we all need things that anchor us at our best.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we become kind of like a leaf blowing in the wind. And for me, it's always a question of, okay, what are those anchors that I most resonate with right now? And my goal for the last 10 years has been able to identify the ones that I want to stick with for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, they've changed and I've learned things and so forth, but that's still the goal of, okay, and maybe there's a hope right now of, okay, have I finally discovered it? Are the ones that I'm doing now the ones that I'm going to stick with for life? Because I want a streak of not only thousands of days, but years and decades putting reps into the same thing.
Because your habits will make you. You first make them and then they make you. They will make you the man you are.
Yes. So for me right now, what it looks like is I have 6 habits that I do every single day. 2 of them I do first thing in the morning. 1 is a meditation practice. Mm-hmm. And 2 is reading my plans, which includes different things like the principles I want to live by, the reminders that I want to, you know, the things I want to remind myself of that day, my goals, vision, so forth. And the other part of the plan is like tracking the kind of like my quote unquote stats from the day before. Like, how did I show up in terms of the areas of life that are most important to me and different things I want to track. So those are my 2 morning habits that I do every single day. And then the more midday habits are workout every day. Could even be just 2 minutes a day, could be 10 minutes a day, could be going to the gym for an hour. Right. But every single day doing something there. And then the second afternoon habit is a second meditation for the day. Mm. And then the evening habits, those 2 are stretching. Mm-hmm. And more recently, it's been actually using a lacrosse ball or something called the Orb, which is like a kind of a more potent foam roller.
Yeah.
I found that to be giving me way more mobility actually than any stretching ever was. So I'm really enjoying that. And then just planning my next day, you know, looking at, okay, what did I get done today? What didn't I get done? How do I want to refine the schedule? So when I wake up tomorrow, I'm set to go for the next day. Mm-hmm. So those are my 6 daily habits, 2 of which happen in the morning.
Yeah, I like that you call them your anchors. We all need anchors. And those are the anchors that kind of keep you grounded, but keep you levitating at the same time, right? Keeping you propelling and continue to build your business. I like that anchor, that word that you throw around, that we all need them. And I can see how the morning routine can work as an anchor to set you up for success, to prime you for the next day.
Yeah, absolutely.
For meditation. So you have 2 meditation, it sounds like. You do 1 in the morning and then midday meditation. Tell us why.
Well, I guess why is because that feels like the most important journey in my life is depth.
Yeah.
Right. I told you life for me is all about breath and depth, or depth and breath. And I think, you know, it's very important for me to be able to practice twice a day, not just once a day, in doing that. And I see the meditation nowadays, not even just as something, you know, everyone's like, oh, meditate so you can clear your mind, whatever. And the way I look at meditation now is actually time to practice for the rest of the day. Time to practice being in my senses so that at least in theory, when I show up in the rest of the day, I'm able to do it from that place because I was able to practice in a time when nothing else was going on. So then when I show up in a conversation with you, for example, I'm still able to feel and be in my senses and not be thinking about what's going to happen 30 minutes from now.
Right. It brings you back to the now.
Yeah.
It comes back full circle. It brings you back to the power of being here now. So meditation allows you to do that, allows you to show up in the present moment.
Right. Absolutely.
It's powerful. It's powerful. And I love that we share that with us because it can fluctuate depending on the season in your life, right? Where you are, what you're trying to accomplish. I went from doing 5-minute meditation to an hour meditation. Again, I may need more of it now, right? To show up in my life, depending on how hectic things are.
And I think that's one of the biggest things too. When it comes to reading, for example, people say that I don't have time to read. And I think of that quote that is supposedly said by Einstein, but even if it wasn't said by him, there are a lot of other people that have said something similar, that if a person studies a subject for just 15 minutes a day, in a year, he or she will be an expert. In 5 years, he'll be a national expert. And the whole idea that, okay, we need a lot of time to do things, and therefore we think, okay, if I don't have a lot of time, therefore I'm not going to do it, or I'm just going to wait until I have the time to do it, then we just never end up doing it.
Right.
You know, there's a inverse correlation between the time when we have an idea and the time we execute on it. And the longer we wait between those two things, the less excited and motivated we feel about doing it. And there's always excuses and obstacles that feel real of why we can't act on it now. But 10 minutes a day, or even for meditation, it could be 2 minutes. Or like I said, my workouts, you know, yesterday I worked out for 3 minutes. It was hard. It was a very hard 3 minutes. It was 3 minutes. Hey, I have 3 minutes.
Right. Yeah. You sealed the deal by taking action right away. You seal the deal by taking action now. I think Tony Robbins says it first, like you got to act. When you learn something, do something about it, like instantly if you can.
Right. So there's that side of it. And there's the other side of, as far as habits, of don't let the idea of, oh, I don't have 20 minutes to meditate, so I'm not going to meditate at all. Okay. So meditate for 2 minutes, or set the goal for 20 minutes a day. But if you wake up one day and you have to run to work and you're super late, all right, fine. Do a 2-minute meditation that day and get back on the 20 minutes the next day, but keep it alive. You know, focus on really commit to those rituals is what I have to keep learning and relearning as one of the core principles to live by.
Yeah, you bring in a valid point because that's what building habits, that's how you build habits, right? Is that 2 minutes, but you do that 2 minutes over and over again until you can add to it. But you got to start. And I think a lot of people are scared of starting because it seems so daunting. Like meditation for an hour, like who's going to sit there? Like I can't shut down my brain for that long. But if you optimize for the starting line and you say, I'm going to do it for 2 minutes today, and then again tomorrow for another 2 minutes, again the third day for 2 minutes, that's easier. That's optimizing for the starting line versus optimizing for the finish line.
Yes.
And habit is born. And habit is born. It's that easy. Just like learning, as you said, you know, start reading for 5 minutes versus trying to read for 30, 20 minutes a day. Again, optimize for the starting line, because once you get a momentum going, your habits will take over. Like you will get up and feel like, oh, I missed something today. What did I do? You did not read. It tells you that. Your body tells you. And that's the power of habits. And that's the power of building our habits. So a lot of the things you're sharing with us today, Brendan, really correlates with how to build habits and starting small. The power of starting small and like the power of being like in the moment, in the now. Like, because you said earlier, which was powerful, your life is only now. It's only in the present. So it's been really, really fun listening to you sharing about Insider School and what you do. Now, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
One other thing I want to say, and then I'll share how to connect.
Yes.
there's an app that I've really enjoyed and I've tried different things. I've tried this and I've gone back to tried other things and I keep coming back to because I find it so helpful. It's called the Done app. And I think that's the website actually, thedoneapp.com. I believe they only have it on iPhone, but there are versions for Android as well. If you can't find it, email me. I have it somewhere. What the Android version of it is a different company. But it's such a powerful way to track the habits. You put the habits that you want to do every day in there. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you do it, you just press like the plus sign next to that habit and it marks it as done. And it shows you how many days in a row you've done that habit for.
Amazing.
So that's a very helpful tool that I like to use. I mean, I've done it all and then I still actually do track it in Excel later, but I've done it all from tracking Excel to this app to other apps to, you know, using Trello, which I use for a lot of other things currently, but this is for me at least the best that I found.
Yeah. Keeping the streak definitely shows you how far you've come. So when the day happens to arrive and you don't feel like it, you just go look at your past progress and you don't want to break that streak. It will motivate you to proceed. It will motivate you to keep going.
Yeah. And one last thing about this, I just get so excited about it is, I remember 3 years ago, I was recording my productivity masterclass. I was up at 5 a.m. to start recording or whatever. And we finished it, I don't remember, maybe like 1 a.m. And I was starving and the video team was like, all right, we're going to go get pizza. You want to come? And I was so hungry. I didn't eat all day. I'm like, yeah, I want to come. But I was like, you know what? I still have to do all of my habits for the day that I committed to at the beginning of this year. And it was only January 18th. Am I going to break the streak 18 days in when I committed for a full year?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'm going back. I'll see you guys. And I was up till like, you know, by the time I got home and all that, it's like 3:30 a.m. just to do it to keep the streak alive. And I realized that the habit isn't created when it's easy. The habit is created when it's hard to do and you overcome the obstacles. That's really what sets that commitment in place that gets you to follow through and stick with it when it's easy.
I love that.
But if as soon as the first excuse comes up, oh, I don't have time today, or oh, it's late, or whatever it is, I don't feel like it, I'm feeling anxious, you don't do it, then it just, you know, you're not really committed to this idea yet. And it's fine. I mean, I've been there many times before, even recently, but I keep remembering, no, it's that initial commitment and that overcoming of obstacles that makes those habits real.
And your temptation was real. Hunger and friends and socializing. Those are all the signs people will say, forget it. I'm going, you know, opt in to do that. It's more fun, but that will, you know, and it's not even will, but that commitment to not break the streak. That's how powerful. You just exemplify the power of having a checking it off, Xing it out on your calendar, or having a streak, a strong streak to follow.
Right.
To keep you going. Yeah. Morning enthusiasts. I mean, listen to this. This is phenomenal. The great examples that we're getting here. And even with the Hit Savers app, there is a monthly calendar showing you every day that you've accomplished your morning routine, your items every day as well, so that you can get a big picture view of it. You saw every day that you checked it out. So it's amazing. Grab your Hit Savers app. You know where to find it, bestmorningroutineever.com. But Brendan just gave us the best example of the power of the streaking and making sure you stay on track, because the difficult times are going to arise. Friends, work, kids, life is going to happen and you're going to want to throw it off. But if you do it, it's like self-care. You put yourself first, right? It's putting yourself first so that you can show up for everyone else, so you can show up for the rest of the world.
Yeah.
That's powerful. So Brendan, please tell us, how can we connect with you?
The best thing I would encourage everybody to do is go to insiderschool.com/podcast and you can get your first book in the Insider membership for free and just see how much value you're getting out of that first week.
Yeah.
I spend many, many hours reading books and taking notes and condensing it into the key lessons and turning it into actionable points and bringing in points from other books and other resources to really bring it alive. So yeah, it's the highest form of value that I can give anybody. So insiderschool.com/podcast is the best place to for next step.
That is neat. I mean, that's over 52 books, right? It's 52. It's a journey for an entire year. 52 books, and in 5 minutes, Monday through Friday, you get a snippet, you get the nuggets. On top of that, you get actionable items. We love actionable items.
Exactly.
To make
you get
it stick.
One page cheat sheets, everything.
That's phenomenal. Brendan, thank you so much for sharing. And yes, that will be available in the show notes for everyone. I really am grateful and really, really honored to have you been on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Thank you for your time.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.